Blog Talk Radio.
5, 4.
Countdown,
three,
people.
Two,
in the right place.
1.
Sinatra.
It's the after party.
Hey. Music make the world go round. Come on.
Oh.
I listen. One Kendrick Lamar flow. That's my dude. Teach me, Kendrick.
Oh, listen. We're totally turned up right now for the MLK after party here on Vibrate and Elevate. Yes, we're here doing a special edition with myself, Miss Latoya Bird, and of course, the other hostess with all the mostesses is Miss D. Marie. Miss D. Marie, how are you? Welcome. Happy MLK. Dizzy, how are you?
Yes, I am wonderful. MLK Day 2016. We still alive. We still free. So let's see what we can do with this freedom. Come on.
Okay, besides let it ring, we need to do something with it, okay? So, listen, Z Marie, can you help us out? Give us a quick recap, because those of you that follow us and support us know we normally do a Sunday show.
Yes.
And we had some issues going on, but we still did a banging show yesterday despite some of our technical difficulties. So could you give us a little recap on yesterday and get us to party mode where we're going to be at today?
Okay. Let me clear my throat. Yes. So the main thing we need to realize is that Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. King, was a visionary, very smart man, very sharp man, very charismatic man. And not only that, but he had a wife who was all of those things as well, who stood on the front lines with him. My biggest connection that I would like to tell the rest of our listeners is that I've lived in MLK's hometown. I've visited his gorgeous burial site. I've been in the King Center and visited that. I've been inside the Ebenezer Baptist Church where he preached, as well as just been on the grounds, been to various parades in different cities throughout the United States. And so I've seen the commemoration of his life and his legacy. I've also been to his particular sculpture on the National Mall, which is under 10 years old. I believe it's probably like about 6 years old or 6 to 8 years old, something like that. So basically what I've given you in just, you know, a minute of talking is a destination, okay? So you can go on the MLK tour with the information that I've just given you and learn a lot, teach your family, teach your friends, of course, teach yourself about the life of his, the life of Dr. Martin Luther King, as well as his legacy. And so the reason why I particularly feel connected, other than being in the spaces that he's been in, is because I am someone who values words. And he was such an eloquent speaker. He was such a thoughtful thinker. Catch that now, because sometimes we're not thinking thoughtfully. We're not thinking rigorously. What I mean by that, we're not being passionate in our thoughts, right? And so that's my connection to him, how prolific a speaker and a writer he was. And so I also would encourage people to go out and get any of his written materials. Come back and holler at me. Tell me it's not the bomb. Still today, that his words are so powerful, so poignant that they resonate today still. I'm going to go out on the limb and say forever. So even when I'm dead and gone, I think they'll still be resonating. How about that? So, yes, peace to everybody. And I wish you all a King Day that is full of love and unity.
I'm over here feeling really proud to be a beneficiary of all that he, as well as some of our other ancestors, have done in order to pave the way. And ladies and gentlemen, please check out the archive show from yesterday. Even though it was short and brief, it was very loaded. And Z Marie also shared a little tidbit about Maya Angelou and how our ancestors literally, they paved the way. And right now, they're suspended and, you know, in a time-space continuum where we have access to them. And so we need to put them to work. And so, and I believe that they are willing and ready to go to work on our behalf if we acknowledge what they sacrificed, what they did, and what they didn't do, because that's going to give us a blueprint on how to really carry the baton, so to speak. So I found much value in your contribution, Ms. Z Marie, and what you were saying yesterday. And I made a few notes, but we're going to switch gears.
On that note, Ms. Controversy, I just want to say that I listened to the show last night after we did it, and there was a key word, a key phrase, violent mental slavery. So I just want to say that it's interesting that we know Dr. Martin Luther King for his racial contributions, but some people, you know, the hippest people know, but some people don't realize that he was very much about unions and jobs and very much about social class as much as race. And so I believe that we still, you and I talk about this a lot on this show, we still live in a society that a 9-to-5 job is seen as something that, you know, if you don't have one, then you're not like a good citizen. But that is mental slavery. And so in so many ways, we have a long way to go in terms of teaching people how to think from a creative standpoint, from teaching people how to think that they have the answers within themselves, and that the way society is structured doesn't benefit everybody. And that's something that he was very hip to. And I think we've lost that because, you know, for various reasons that we can't get into on this show. But remember, there's a mental slavery. And I don't say that to, you know, soil your day, but we are all about thinking for yourself on this show. So don't listen to us. Listen to yourself. We're just helping you, you know, and helping ourselves by talking about it. But definitely define yourself for yourself. And I think that's a huge part of his legacy. So I just wanted to say that, Ms. Controversy.
No doubt. So with the mental slavery and the thoughtful thinking, I guess that's the problem and solution in hand. So if you if you already know you condemned with mental slavery and you feel discomfort, you're not pleased with your life, you might want to spend some time doing some thoughtful thinking and just doing some smart smart planning and sitting down and figuring out what it is that you want to do. And so I'm going to chime in on what you said about Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think one of the things we forget is that he was an educated man.
Very. And so Boston University. Yes.
And he, hold on, let me get something together for you guys. Can you hear the marching band in the back?
Yes.
I'm trying to set the tone. So, shout out to all the families that were together today at the parade all across the nation. I'm going to go somewhere really quick. Dr. Martin Luther King was an educated man, and he carried himself in that fashion. And I'm talking about from inside out, from what I understand and what I've learned. And to do that, it comes with a certain uniform, so to speak. We talked about unions a second ago. So he always presented himself to me as a person who demanded your attention. His tone of voice, his poise, his clothing. And that said a lot. And he came from an era that we're so far away from that I think we need to get back to that. And some of you that follow me on Facebook, you know, I've been posting stuff about the classic man, Jadenna. Of course, I love that song. A picture of him in, like, some royal attire with a queen and some servants in the shot. But our image needs to be clean. Your royal image is clean, Your Highness. Like, we need to clean up our image from the inside out so that we can demand a certain level of respect. I'm not saying wearing a suit is going to stop a cop from shooting you, but raise his eyebrow a little bit because, see, when you fit the description, quote unquote, there are certain things that you have to be aware of as far as people's perception of you, so on and so forth. I'm not saying to conform because of what somebody else thinks. I'm just asking you to be a little bit thoughtful with your thinking and your actions. So on January the 8th, Z-Marie, RZA, y'all know I'm a Wu-Tang fan, so RZA said some comments basically saying, you know, our youth need to clean up our image, throwing a button up for heaven's sake. And he got ridiculed for it. And a lot of people are saying, you know, the way you dress isn't going to stop, you know, white supremacy or police brutality, which I agree. However,
I completely agree, Ms. Controversy. So I'm on the edge of my seat for where you're about to go.
Us putting on a button-up shirt isn't going to annihilate white supremacy or police brutality. However, it does start to clean up our image of unity, because now we're doing this because we're representing more than ourselves. So while we have the freedom to choose and free will to wear or not to wear, you know, show our ass, sagging pants or breast tight clothing, whatever, you have the right to do all of those things. But being culturally responsible, being family oriented, being adult, being purposeful and just mindful of what you want, you would do things a little bit differently. And so why do they have uniforms in school? Of course, when you dress up, you act different. You understand? So it's a very basic principle that I think we need to give that elevated component to it. So just because you are dressing different, we need you to hold on to that confidence that you get when you straighten up your back or you look at yourself and you feel confident. Now it's easier for you to connect with your ancestors and look in the mirror and be like, dang, they did all that for all this greatness right here. Yes. And so sometimes it's a two-way street. When you dress up on the outside, it allows you to see the quality of what's on the inside. So I talk about the war of wardrobe. Your wardrobe, you can use it for war, you can use it for love, you can use it for play. Because people's perceptions are based on, you know, what you present. So your first impression, unfortunately, it's solid in somebody's mind. So I want you and your family, in light of MLK Day, and just this whole thing of celebrating someone great, I want you to celebrate the greatness in you and display that. Display the greatness in you. If the greatness is in you involves you showing your ass, I can't argue with you. If the greatness in you, you know, involves you feeling like, you know what, I want to send this particular message. So we forget the different platforms of media, the different platforms of message boards, if you will, as we so consume in social media, we forget that we're a billboard ourselves. And so in being an activist and being someone that stands up for, you know, whatever it is that you believe in, do it in its totality. So that your grandchildren, your legacy, as we talk about MLK and his legacy, we need you to invest in your own legacy. And we'll start to see a shift and change in our communities and in our homes. And so the era in which MLK came from, our grandparents were rich in that era. They never left the house without a press or a crease or someone double checking to make sure you clean. And so cleanliness is next to godliness, or cleanliness to me is also next to being powerful. Cleanliness, and I don't just mean on a hygiene tip. I mean you clean. Dang, you clean. Look, what? It gives you it gives you a connection. So unfortunately, sometimes we have false perceptions when we see people based on how they're dressed. So it is something for you to dive into. And I want you to think about that as we move forward and having a whole year filled with creative solutions, filled with messages from our ancestors, filled with just celebration. So I want you to keep that in mind as we get ready to just have an awesome 2016. Z Marie, it sounded like you wanted to chime in and say something.
I need to gather my thoughts because you said some things that riled me up, and you also said some things that, you know, made me feel empowered. So in the interest of time, I just want to say a few things. And please punch me in my face, you know, virtually to slow me down if I get too excited, because this is such an important topic, given that black men and women are being killed in the street. And it is my contention that it has nothing to do with what they're wearing, because the ultimate thing, the ultimate costume that they have is their skin. So I
absolutely
actually do not believe that this is a first impression thing in terms of like how it is when you go on a date, you know. But I think this is a purposeful misperception thing where we are being misperceived as a people constantly. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So one thing that a man that I love, August Wilson, has said is every other ethnic group is allowed their culture. But here in America, the social contract that white Americans have with black Americans is that we have to assimilate. But they don't say that to Asian people. They don't say that to other people from like Eastern Europe or something like that, who are their ancestors, because the whites in America are not native, are not indigenous to America. So they don't say that to these other people. And it is August Wilson's belief that they don't say that to these other people because they share a sensibility with them because of what I just said. Their ancestry is European. Well, our ancestry is African. So whether we have our pants sagging, Miss Controversy, or whether I, as an African woman with curly hair and thick hair and nappy hair, or whatever they want to call it these days, when I shave my head down, I don't look like other women. I don't look like a European woman. I don't look like her even in my natural features. I don't look like her even with my skin tone being what it is. And I am judged based on that. And that is a cultural thing. We haven't even gotten to what I'm wearing yet. But that's just a cultural thing. I just happen to look different. I just happen to come from a different culture. So whether the brother is wearing his pants around his fucking ankles or whether the brother is wearing a kente cloth, you see what I'm saying? It is not white. So, yes, maybe we could adopt a suit. Maybe we could adopt a suit, which to me is a Western outfit, right? But it's still what goes back to what August Wilson said. The social contract that white America has with black America is you got to be like us because we ain't tolerating that African shit. And so that's my problem with what RZA said and with this idea of if we dress better, we are better. Because guess what? We have a different culture. So what if I want to wear my cultural attire? I'm going to look different from a European.
Wait,
because it's
right,
because
but that's not what I'm saying.
That's not what I'm saying at all. But it is, because you're saying the uniform makes the person. When I'm saying the most outrageous thing I'm doing is being black. That's the most outrageous thing I'm doing is being African in a non-African place. So that's the most outrageous thing I'm doing, not my
clothing. I beg to differ.
Okay, go ahead.
I beg to differ. Me saying dress better, I hope the listeners didn't take that as to dress European. That is not what I'm saying at all. When I'm saying dress better, it's meaning take pride in what you present. It has nothing to do with trying to conform or assimilate at all. And I think
Yes, but you see, when you say dress better as a part of a conversation about them killing us, the implication is dress better so you don't get killed. And that's what RZA was saying. RZA was saying dress better, but we've heard Will Smith, we've heard different actors say, we've heard Chris Rock, I've heard every black comedian say, I've even heard Whoopi Goldberg say she was pulled over in a nice car, in a nice outfit.
Right.
So that's what I'm saying. Why are we bringing up dress in the conversation about them respecting us?
Because
I'm a human. Respect me because I'm a human.
Thank you. Yes.
So
I agree with you.
We're just feeding into them thinking that they're better than us by saying, well, if we do something different. No, you got the problem. You got the problem because you think my hair is not good or because you
think
I agree
with you.
You know, you see? So, sorry.
Okay, so
I
agree with you.
I'm going to get excited. So I apologize.
But we need you to... We need you to get excited and stay excited for the parade after party because that's what makes the after party, the energy. However, in this conversation about...
Calm down.
Okay, so in this conversation about us being killed, I'm not saying us dressing better. I remember distinctively me saying us dressing better is not going to stop no damn white supremacy or us
then
being
killed.
Then
why are we talking about it? Why are we talking about dressing better?
Give me a minute.
In this
give me a minute. Did you pop
okay,
your bottle? Pop your damn bottle, please.
I'm looking for the wine. Open so, the red now.
So then I continue to say that us dressing better has everything to do with reconnecting with being empowered, being connected with our own self, and being connected back with our cultural roots of where we come from and what we're doing. I'm sorry, I did not interrupt you. So
okay.
thank you. With that being said, me saying something about our attire has everything to do to pointing back to the family. Like us being just almost annihilated out here in these streets, to me is also a direct connection to our homes, the families. If our families are structured a little bit better, if we heal our families a little bit better, we wouldn't be able to be infiltrated by the enemy the way that we have. So with us just recalibrating a little bit with what the real values should be versus the superficial, you know, I think we can get back to a place just like in the MLK era when he was here, that place of unity, because there the household was so functional. The family was so functional, and it was easy to unify and to work together on some common goals. Now the family is just so dysfunctional and dismayed. If we could just recalibrate a few key elements to get back that grandma essence, that big mama and big papa essence back in our families, because they wouldn't let you do certain things because you're representing the family. They wouldn't let you look a certain way. They wouldn't let you talk a certain way because they'd instill certain values in you. So, yes, while we can't change our black skin or change somebody's perception of us, we need to change the perception of our damn selves and understand who we are and where we want to go. And so that's what I'm saying. And I think that we are always on the same page, of course, on different lines. You understand? So I respect your contribution to the conversation. However, I needed to just state that I wasn't saying that at all. Us changing our wardrobe cannot change somebody else's mind. If they have hate in their heart, but is that you pouring? You pouring a 40-ounce? Like what you doing?
But I found a little Malbec, you know. I found a little Malbec.
Okay. But you know, everything is based on the game, so to speak. And a lot of times, I think that we forget that we're in the game. And
well, that's
there's
my
certain
point.
Ways.
The game is so mental. And it's because we're in capitalistic society, it's also economic. But the game is so mental that to start with wardrobe, it just pisses me off when people, it's called respectability politics in academia. That's what RZA is doing. That's when people say, if you dress better, if you don't name your child an ethnic-sounding name, you know, you're setting them up for failure with doing all those things. It's called respectability politics, and it has so many problems, and it still is an offshoot of racism.
I'm not attaching to that. I hope you guys that are listening understood exactly where I'm coming from, and I hope you understand that, because that is not my intent at all, especially from all the things that all the points that I just made. So on that note, we got 5 minutes left. On that note, I'm still inspired to share with you all. Clean up your damn image. Clean it up from inside and out. Clean up your family. Look good for a certain reason, because you're representing certain values out here. Remember what your ancestors did for you. And remember that not only Martin Luther King had a dream, but you need to get one too.
I just think that it's a knowledge thing. It's a knowledge thing. I don't know if I'll have time for Make It Fly, but I already said what I wanted to say mostly. I agree with you about image. Obviously, we're very physical, society. There's no denying that. There's no denying that perceptions are made. I just think that, remember what I used to say, Miss Controversy, that, like, I love Miami and I love Atlanta, but when I moved to the East Coast and I met people, black people, Latino people, various people, Caribbean people, whatever, right? Who really knew their culture and their history, it was like night and day to the South and the North. And we already know that those differences exist for obvious reasons, where slavery was for the most part, but it is a knowledge thing. If you know who you are, it doesn't matter how you dress, even though I understand what you're saying, because if our dress has become a mess, then we need to clean it up. So you're absolutely right. If our dress has become a mess, we need to clean it up. But it's that old thing where I feel like, clean up. Go ahead and clean up the dress. And if you don't have the knowledge, cleaning up the dress doesn't mean anything if you don't know your history. So that's kind of like why I think it's smoke and mirrors. You know what I mean?
I don't understand where the disconnection is, but that is what I'm saying. It's just, I'm not saying that cleaning up our image is the be all end all. That is a part of you getting the knowledge. That is a part of you. I don't know if you had your glass of wine yet, but
your entry point to the argument is a physical one. And I'm saying that we so mentally lost.
Yeah, but I didn't leave it. I didn't leave it there.
Don't you see that? Okay.
I didn't leave it there at all. I use it as a point of reference because we are out of time, as a matter of fact. So listen.
Part two. Next year.
This has been a very interesting show, and I hope you've been encouraged to celebrate MLK even longer. We're getting ready for Black History Month coming up. Make sure you check us out at vibrateandelevate.com and .net. So, and I also hope you've been encouraged to get more knowledge about yourself. And once you research and find out who you are and see how we dress and see how we looked and carried ourselves, I hope you'll be inspired to make a thoughtful change. Peace to you. Thank you so much for joining us on this after party parade, MLK. Peace to you. Thanks, V Marie.
Yes, peace.
Yes, that's that old school Stevie Wonder. You know, you got to drag that song out.
Yeah, turn it up.
VibrateandElevate.com. Make sure you check us out. Check out Z Marie on Facebook. And Mr. Playbird on Facebook.